Welcome to this podcast produced by Imagine, your resource for early childhood music therapy. Imagine is produced by Della Vista Publisher and can be found on the web at www.imagine.musictherapy.biz. The title of this podcast is Music as a Bridge, a Parent Being a Child's Most Trusted Caregiver, and features Stephanie Level in an interview with Alex Ruffner.
Hello, I'm Alex Ruffner, an assistant editor with the Imagine eJournal. Welcome, Stephanie. Thank you so much for joining me today on this Imagine podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm very, very happy to be here.
Yay. To start, can you share a little bit about yourself and your connection to early childhood music therapy?
Sure. My name is Stephanie Level. I'm a music therapist. And I have worked with kids for approximately 15 years as a board certified music therapist. And in the last 8 years or so, I have been writing and recording children's music through my company, Music for Kiddos. And that has been a really fun new adventure as well. So I started as a music therapist working in medical music therapy, working in sensory integration centers, and then found myself working in a preschool setting when my daughter was young and started writing and recording children's music and sharing it with other music therapists and also music educators. So that is what I do full time now, and I absolutely love it.
Wonderful. I am so glad that you do that full time now too, because I love all your songs.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Why do you think involving parents in music therapy sessions with young children is important?
I think that parents have a really beautiful and unique role in their own child's life, right? They are their most trusted caregiver. I think that music therapy also has a lot of opportunity for expressing feelings, all that nonverbal communication that happens in music. I think that it's a beautiful space for parents and kids to share together, if at all possible. You know, I love working on kids just one-on-one with kids. I love working with kids in small groups, but there is something really special about working with a child and a connected parent in a creative modality like music. And I'm just thinking of a hospital setting, for example. You're in a really vulnerable space. You're bringing a creative modality into that very vulnerable space and bringing something really different than pokes, pain, anxiety, etc., with that creative modality. So I just think it's a beautiful space for parents to be involved for the benefit of both the kids and the parents.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I recently had a session this week where the parents were both musicians as well. And so The dad brought his guitar into the NICU, and we were able to kind of, do this really beautiful joint session with the three of us. And it was mostly me just like guiding them and helping them to have this experience with their new baby.
That's amazing. And what a way to break up a really stressful day for a NICU parent. Yeah.
In your experience, what are some of the most impactful ways that parents can support their child's progress in music therapy?
I think that kind of unconditional regard, unconditional love, unconditional support that a parent can show in encouraging their own creativity and their own expressive music process is probably the thing that I as a music therapist really appreciate when I see from families. When they're accepting of what the child is bringing to music therapy, then I can see the child begin to grow and blossom even more.
Can you share an example of a memorable moment where parent involvement in music therapy made a significant difference in the child's progress?
I can think of a specific gal that I worked with for years and years where her parent was just a steady support through music therapy and a frequent contributor for songwriting. And that made it, again, more connected for the child and more fun and more of a break and a relief from what they were experiencing in the hospital.
I love that you touch on a parent being a child's most trusted caregiver, because we can really lean on them as a source of support to get the child engaged in music therapy and kind of help bridge that gap between someone that they don't know and someone that they really like. And engaging the parents in that activity can help improve the child's engagement as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can imagine in a lot of music therapy spaces, there's hesitation, and the parent can be a quick way to kind of reduce that hesitation.
So this kind of leads into our next question. What are some challenges that you have encountered with parent engagement in music therapy? Because sometimes parents are hesitant to get involved. They feel embarrassed or unsure. How have you worked to overcome that?
Yeah, I would say that's a common thing to see as well. Either the parent wanting to kind of have input on the child's contributions to music therapy, whether like from a performance perspective, maybe they're not holding the instrument in the way that the parent thinks that they should be holding the instrument. So that is definitely one way of, sometimes that can be a little bit of a barrier in there. And then, as you mentioned, the own parent's hesitation to engage in music, it can be very vulnerable for a parent too. And so I just view that as the music therapist's role to create a safe enough space that, imperfection is welcome and encouraged.
That's perfect. I like that you also talked about how parents come into music therapy with these preconceived notions about how a child should do something.
Yes.
And as adults, we put our lived experience into things, and coming from whether a performance background or, we all have primary instruments that we play, it's good to step out of our box and realize that there's not one way to do a certain thing, and whatever the child wants to do is part of the process and part of the growth that they experience during therapy.
Absolutely. If you look at like some of these instruments, like some of these glockenspiels and xylophones and things like that, it's like, imagine it through the eyes of a child. Like, how would you play that? And so there really is no kind of wrong way to approach it as they are exploring an instrument. But adults know generally how they work, so it's hard for us to not correct or move it or something like that. But I love to see, a child who hasn't experienced something before just truly be able to explore it for what it is, a brand new thing.
A very cool experience. How do you think that cultural values and traditions influence the way that families engage in therapy?
There's pretty much nothing I love more than a family who is bringing their own culture and their own cultural music into music therapy. And you mentioned earlier, like, sometimes we are kind of the holders of the experience, and we have the equipment there. We have this dedicated time that we've set aside, and sometimes it's just creating a safe space for them to explore some cultural music. And there's nothing I love more. I think it's incredibly important that we as music therapists, again, create a safe space for their family's music, because that is ultimately what is going to be most beneficial in connecting for a child and their caregiver.
Exactly. A lot of times we don't have to be the ones necessarily leading the experience.
Right.
We're just there to support them when they need it and to provide the materials and to kind of let them do what they know how to do best, which is be a family together.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that can take the pressure off of a lot of music therapists as well. You don't have to be an expert in all kinds of music. In fact, there's no way you possibly could be. But there are other things that you can do to create a safe space for that.
We kind of already touched on this, but what role does collaboration between the therapist and the parents play in achieving therapy goals?
I think it's very important, again, that trusted person who is really, I mean, as the music therapist, that is their person. They are allowing you and giving you the opportunity to connect with their child, which is a pretty beautiful thing as well. So it's a very important collaborative experience. They are trusting you, and you are then responsible for for what they are giving you, and responsible for that beautiful experience that you're creating with their child.
Yeah, it can be kind of a heavy moment when you really start to think about it, because
Yes.
they, this is something that is probably a big part of their lives, and they didn't know if they could do this until you come in and you're kind of the, you give them the golden ticket to get to do this with their children, and in some cases to be there for their children when they can't be there. So it's really special as a therapist to be able to kind of hold that trust.
Yes, and frequently, especially, in a hospital setting, parents are so exhausted, and sometimes they need that time in music therapy to take a moment for themselves. And so again, as a music therapist, you can gauge that in the moment and giving them permission to close their eyes for a minute, while you're in the room and doing music therapy with their child, or eat, or get a cup of coffee or something like that. That can be really an important thing as well.
Yeah, I tell parents all the time that if they happen to fall asleep during music therapy, to not worry about it. I'll just like see myself out afterwards and that they should enjoy it as well.
Yes.
So, for parents that may be hesitant or unsure about their involvement in music therapy, what advice or encouragement would you offer?
I would say there's no right or wrong in getting involved, and that they can take that pressure off of themselves, because that's really the music therapist's role to facilitate whatever's happening in the moment. But there's no right or wrong, and them being there for their child as their trusted person is going to be the important piece there.
Looking ahead, do you see what do you see as the future of parent involvement in music therapy? Are there any trends or new innovations that you're excited about?
I think we have a lot of parents who deeply care for their kids and who are willing to do anything for them. And so I love that. I love seeing multiple caregivers getting involved. And I think I see more, of the primary caregiver. I think I see more of, families coming together sometimes in music therapy. I think also parents have a greater understanding as more research and information goes out about the role of a parent. I think that a lot of parents come in very informed and very determined to be good parents to their kids. And so I love seeing that as well.
I, in some of my sessions, I love when there are extra family members that come in.
Yes.
I love when grandparents bring their grandchildren to music therapy, or if there's a random aunt or, someone else, like maybe an older sibling or something like that, that comes in, because you can help kind of facilitate those meaningful interactions between those extra family members too.
Yes, yeah, and it provides a really positive thing for them to all do when they're in that space, hospital environment. Yep.
So we just have one last question. Is there a particular piece of advice or a message you'd like to share with our listeners about the power of parent involvement in music therapy?
Well, speaking to music therapists, I would say just welcome all of that involvement, and be flexible in the way that you're facilitating. And be open-minded, and be willing to pivot and change what your plan is, in order to have the opportunity for greater family and parent involvement, because my view is that it enhances the music therapy just about every time.
Thank you so much, Stephanie, for sharing your time, experiences, and expertise with us today.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to this Imagine podcast produced in 2025.